Hello everyone, I am Ankur Shiv Bhandari and welcome to this episode of The Positive Charge, an effort to see how the power of positivity and possibility can influence our lives. I don't claim to be a motivational speaker or a source of energy for the soul or any such word. Who am I to claim that? I am here to share my thoughts based on my experiences and learnings in life. If that motivates or inspires you, that is brilliant and is an icing on the top. Also, I don't claim that whatever I am saying is the only version of truth. This is my perspective based on my experiences and learnings. And if it can help you in any shape or form and you can relate to that, that's great. I wish to start this first episode by asking you a simple question. What is it that you really want? This can be answered from the point of view of any aspect in life. It could be career, relationships with your partner, your children, your colleagues, your desire to take up hobbies, a fantasy you might harbor, really, your view from any aspect of life. Take a few seconds to think about it. Okay, let me tell you. If your answer is what you really want is money, that doesn't apply. Money is a hygiene factor. It is required for our sustenance, and yes, it is not air or water, but still very important. For us to answer this question, we have to rise above money and assume that basic money is there to lead a life. Now, what is it that you really want? Let us take career as an example. Are you in a career that you really wanted? Or was it that it was chosen for you? Or was it the peer pressure of the career that was in fashion at that time and you chose that? Are you now enjoying your day-to-day in your professional life? Or are you just living for the paycheck at the end of the month? If your answer to this question is that yes, you are in a career that you wanted and you are enjoying each day, you are truly blessed. If, however, your answer is no or you are not sure, I would encourage you to dive deep within your soul. Awaken the desire of what you really want to do and explore options. It is never late. My learning in life on this point. I started earning at the age of 15 as a door-to-door salesman during my vacations after class 10th in Delhi, India. Those few months, I absolutely loved and enjoyed the sales experience and all the other learnings that came with it. Loved it so much that even after my 12th, when I was in Delhi University doing my degree, I used to do part-time sales jobs. More on that in the future episodes. However, there was this society, or you can call it family or peer pressure. Ki ladka karta kya hai? What does the boy do? Sarkari naukri hoti to acha hota. A government job would have been best. And in Josh, I also applied for government jobs and got selected as an officer in the Indian Army. Didn't have any family previous to me in the army, so no benchmark. But in all the Josh and hype, joined the army and was sent to Indian Military Academy, Dehradun. Gentlemen, Cadet D/31207, Company Imphal, Battalion Manekshaw. Yes, sir! However, very soon realized that army was not for me. What I loved was understanding people's needs and providing a product or a service in return, i.e. selling, and missed that in the army. I had two choices. First choice, continue in the army in a respectable position as an officer and live my life with the perks and challenges that it brought. Or the second choice, take the hard step, leave the army, listen to all the blame and comments that would come with it. He was not able to do it. Maybe it was too hard for him. Ran away from a challenge, etc., etc. But do what my heart really wanted me to do and choose a sales career. What do you think I chose? I decided to leave the army. I would like to categorically state here that I have a huge respect for the Indian Army and huge respect for the work they do. I am so very proud of their achievements and some of my friends who are with the Indian Army. It just was not for me. So I left the Indian Army. It was quite tough. Had to pay a bond fee, etc. But very grateful to the commanding officer at that time who understood my rationale. I left Army, came back and joined a job in my hometown of Faridabad with a bakery startup selling bread for 5,000 rupees a month. Used to leave home at 2:30 a.m. to be with the bread vans trying to open new accounts and sell more bread each day. Loved it. Main thing here is I followed my heart of what I really wanted to do. And 20 years from then, I have traveled the world, worked for some of the best organizations in the world, and set up a global business. This was an example from a career point of view. The same can be applied to any situation, be it relationships, wanting to further your interest in a sport or music. I have started playing cricket after the age of 40. Or even small choices you have to make on a daily basis. Are you doing what you really want to do? Or are you forcing yourself to do something else? Obviously, one has to maintain decorum in relationships and be choiceful on how to respond to situations. But as long as you are clear and comfortable in your mind of what you really want to do, the actions that follow should become easier. Remember, we don't know what is in store in the future or in any future lives that may or may not exist. What matters is here and now. Take control of your life and do what you really want. Thank you. Do remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel and my channels on other social media platforms to be informed of new episodes as soon as they are launched. Until next time, see you. Bye-bye.